It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. Today is Monday. It's the 9th of December. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 36 degrees.
So far, no problems on our freeways in Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, home prices in Salt Lake County higher than they have ever been.
The median price is more than $100,000 higher than it was 5 years ago. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, a home in Salt Lake County now has the median price of $386,000. And you can blame out-of-state people moving in. The Salt Lake Board of Realtors president told the Deseret News these rapidly rising prices are because of Utah's growing national profile. But the number of sales have gone down in Salt Lake. Young couples and families cannot afford those prices. They're buying homes in Utah County and Tooele County instead, or they're choosing to stay in Salt Lake and rent instead of buy. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
An Army helicopter pilot who died in Afghanistan last month will be laid to rest today in Brigham City. Governor Herbert has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff today in honor of the life and service of Chief Warrant Officer Kim Fujigama Jr., Kirk Fujigama Jr. He'll be buried with full military honors, including a flyover and 21-gun salute at the Brigham City Cemetery this afternoon. Fujigama was from Hawaii, but his wife is from Utah. He was on his first deployment when his chopper crashed while providing security for troops on the ground.
West Valley police believe a murder victim's truck may be the key to finding a suspect.
Police are hoping someone spotted a maroon Nissan Frontier pickup truck Friday or early Saturday in the area of 28th South and 28th West. Roxanne Vinuku with the West Valley Police says it was found in the parking lot of a church in that neighborhood with an unresponsive man inside.
When they got there, they found a man deceased inside of his own vehicle, but in the passenger seat.
Vinuku says 31-year-old Jesus Vasquez had multiple injuries consistent with homicidal violence. There's a picture of the truck on the KSL News Radio Facebook page. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Graham Wayman. Lots of clouds today, but we shouldn't have to battle the fog like we were last week.
Yesterday's storm brought rain and then a rain mixing with snow and then snow. But the best news of all about the storm yesterday is that the skies cleared. The air quality did improve. It got much better. We were hoping for that, and that has certainly been the case. At this point, we're looking at much better air quality along the Wasatch Front, seeing a lot of green dots there.
Grant says our high temperatures this week are only going to be in the upper 30s and lower 40s, with overnight lows in the mid-20s. Looks like another storm comes in for the end of the work week.
A long-anticipated report on the 2016 election comes out today. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the Justice Department's Inspector General releases a report today on possible FBI abuses in gaining a secret FISA warrant to investigate the Trump campaign.
They were spying on my campaign, and it went right up to the top. And everybody knows it.
Well, reports say it shows one document seeking a FISA warrant was altered, but the general reasons to investigate the campaign may have been valid. House Democrats meet with their attorneys today, going over legal justifications for impeachment against President Trump. They're aiming for a floor vote to impeach before Christmas. The president says he'll review the program allowing Saudi military to train in the U.S. after Friday's shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. There are about 850 Saudi military in the U.S., and Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz tells ABC he wants a halt.
We should not be taking new incoming Saudi students until we are absolutely confident in our vetting process.
And five people are dead, dozens burned, more missing after a volcano erupted off the coast of New Zealand. Police say tourists were on White Island despite volcanic rumblings.
We believe a number of these tourists have come from the Ovation of the Seas cruise ship.
At least 18 people have been evacuated. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Alabama's near-total abortion ban will remain blocked by a federal judge as a lawsuit plays out in court.
Alabama did not appeal the court injunction that blocked the state's abortion law from taking effect last month, according to the Attorney General's office. The law would make performing an abortion a felony in almost all cases. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has said the state's objective is to get the case to the Supreme Court to try to get justices to reconsider rulings such as Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson reporting.
A Southern California woman who runs an animal sanctuary is recovering from a tiger attack. The sanctuary's attorney says one of her Bengal tigers wrapped its paws around her legs while another tiger pulled on her.
A lot of people, I'm sure, that saw it were horrified, thinking the worst. And when I talked to Patty, she said it was obvious they were playing with her because they do love her. She raised them from babies.
Wow.
Just got to be careful with the kitty you're playing with. Goodness gracious.
She suffered several cuts and puncture wounds before firefighters were able to get to her.
Yeah.
So she knew it was an affectionate thing. It's just, it was an affectionate thing with an animal that could kill her.
Well, and when you get too involved, you know, it's twice the trouble. Coming up on KSL, a box office bomb for the ages.
And KSL traffic.
So far, we've got good speeds on I-15 heading into and out of Salt Lake City. Only one crash. That's out near Hennifer on I-84. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. KSL quarters for Christmas time is 5:05.
Debbie Dujanovic.
Doctors saying with air quality like this, kids under 5 should stay inside.
Co-host of Dave and Dujanovic.
Your reaction.
Double extra, don't even you dare go outside.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Yoto, my office, now.
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh. Because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Napa know-how.
Right now, a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil in a platinum filter is just $23.98. That's a great deal for a great oil, which is another reason why this is the most wonderful time of the year. That's Napa Full Synthetic Oil in a platinum filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. While supplies last. Offer ends 12/15/19.
If you're struggling with your mortgage, there's a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hey, if you're just waking up with us this morning, Amanda and I are spending the commercial breaks planning our future with the value of our home.
Yes, right.
Not necessarily together.
Yeah.
But when somebody tells you that the median price of a home in Utah now, or Salt Lake County, is $385.
Yeah, I'm thinking, how can I make that, turn that into some money in my retirement?
Yeah, because if you sell one, you got to buy one in that same market. But anyway, it's a story we're keeping an eye on for you this morning.
We're getting some economic predictions for 2020.
The economy may be slowing a bit, but it's still growing, and it's expected to keep growing into next year. So says the National Association for Business Economics in its 2019 Outlook survey.
The economy is on a good course, although a slower moving pace of growth for the year upcoming in 2020.
NABE's Jack Kleinhans. So what about the threat of recession that we've heard so much about lately?
There is no sign of a downturn in 2020. Better said, there's a low probability of recession in the upcoming year.
Two worries, though, ongoing trade tensions and a slowing global economy. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
All right, listen to this. A new movie quickly going down is one of the biggest box office bombs in recent history. Playmobil the movie wasn't supposed to crush it at the box office, but even the experts were not expecting it to take in only $670,000 in wide release over the weekend. The movie was playing in 2,300 theaters, meaning each theater took in less than $300.
Wow.
The movie, based on the Playmobil toys, had an estimated budget of $75 million, and it's taken in $670,000.
My one son said to me, they're not fun to play with. Why do they make a movie out of it?
That's a good point. Mm. Listen to the toddlers.
Four leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints address viewers during the faith's annual First Presidency Christmas devotional.
It is Christianity to do good always, even to those who do evil to us. President Dallin H. Oakes, first counselor in the First Presidency, chose to quote Charles Dickens as he began the final address of the devotional. He says Jesus and the original apostles taught that the way to world peace is personal righteousness.
They preached individual righteousness and taught that the children of God should love their enemies and live peaceably with all men.
Other leaders spoke of simplicity and service during the Christmas season. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
5:09 means it's time for us to get a Monday morning look at the roads for you. Mother Nature, I think, has stayed out of the mix for the most part. This look brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Good morning, Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, there was a time yesterday morning where you wondered what today was going to look like as you came back to work, but yeah. So far it's been nice. The road conditions are good, dry, no delays yet on the freeway into or out of Salt Lake City. Been looking into I-84. There is a crash reported on the westbound side near Hennifer, although I don't see any real delay going around it. There's just not a lot of traffic in that part of the canyon right now. And we're all clear so far on city streets from crashes in Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties. The audience's call, The Fighting Preacher, Beyond Good, a must-see and a masterpiece. Own your copy of T.C. Christensen's best film yet, The Fighting Preacher. DVD is only $16.99 at Seagull Book. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And I don't think we have any snow in the forecast, but I'm not sure about that. Let's take a look over to the KSL Weather Center.
Right, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies today after the stormy weather from yesterday has gone away. High temperatures not going to be terribly cold, right up to about 39 degrees. It's back to near the average high for this time of year. More of the same tomorrow, too. We'll get more sunshine. Partly cloudy skies and also 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
36 downtown.
So I guess there is a hearing in the impeachment proceedings today. It might be the last one. I'm not sure about that. They're presenting their arguments today before they draw up.
It's funny when you say, I'm not sure it's the last one. I'm not sure they know
if it's the last one.
There aren't any other scheduled for this week, from what I understand.
But that they could add, I suppose. Yeah. Let's find out if Aaron knows more. I bet he does more about it than we do. We'll talk to ABC News' senior investigative reporter, Aaron Katursky, coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for waking up to Utah's news station.
For grumps, the holidays can feel like the dumps.
Doesn't all this cheer hurt your ears?
He asked. But from time to time, something changes their mind. Get a Mountain America credit card with triple rewards, said a little voice. To which he exclaimed, what an excellent choice. So he got the card in a tree and his cheer grew by three. Get your Mountain America rewards card today for three times the cheer this holiday. On approved credit, membership required based on eligibility.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team. But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
One in 23 Utahns age 12 or older have used prescription opioids non-medically in the past year. To find more ways to start the conversation, visit useonlyasdirected.org.
I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Have you ever been in a hurry to get somewhere? When ding, your tire pressure light comes on? Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and can help keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressures every month, especially before long road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Thanks again for waking up with us this morning for Utah's Morning News. Our news time is 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
$386,000. Now the median price for a home in Salt Lake County is the highest it's ever been as more people move here from out of state. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Governor Gary Herbert has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff today in honor of the life and service of Army Chief Warrant Officer Kirk Fujigami, Jr., who died in a helicopter crash last month in Afghanistan. He'll be buried with full military honors this afternoon in Brigham City.
Third, of course, checking on that commute, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
Road conditions are good. So far, good speeds as well as you drive along I-15 or I-80 or the 21st South Freeway towards Salt Lake City. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds out there today. High temperatures 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
36 downtown.
Let's go in depth here on KSL. Democratic lawmakers were busy this weekend readying their arguments ahead of a crucial week in impeachment proceedings against the president.
Joining us live is ABC News senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky. What happens today, Aaron?
The lawyers lay out the cases for and against President Trump's impeachment. They're doing it before the Judiciary Committee, which has responsibility for drafting articles of impeachment. We don't know specifically which articles the committee will come up with, and it's a delicate balance. Because the Democrats aren't sure whether to hearken all the way back to the Mueller investigation or whether to keep things focused on Ukraine. There's a concern that if they muddy the waters by going back to the Russia investigation, that could just confuse things.
Well, and a lot of the drama's taken out of this with the Republicans saying they aren't sure that even one Republican will vote for impeachment here. It'll go right down party lines no matter what the articles of impeachment end up being.
That's true, even though and it's a matter of how the parties see the evidence. To Democrats, it's a clear and convincing, rock-solid case of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. To Republicans, they say there's just no evidence beyond theories that the president wanted a benefit in the 2020 election by prodding his Ukrainian counterpart for investigations of Joe Biden. So they say that the case actually is rather thin and the Democrats have rushed to judgment.
Are the lawyers making their arguments today to reluctant Democrats or to the American people?
You know, it's a good question. And I think it's really to the American people. This may be the last chance that the Congress has, the Democrats have, to sway public opinion, which has remained at about, you know, half and half. And even among those who think the president has done something wrong, there's still a real nagging question among the electorate about whether he should be impeached. And the Democrats know that. They know the balance. They don't want to say, you know, normalize impeachment and have that kind of be a watered-down thing, because the president would be just the third in American history to be impeached. But they also believe, and you heard this reflected in many of the hearings, that if this isn't impeachable, then what is? And some members of Congress believe it is their solemn obligation to go forth with this procedure simply because the abuse of power was so evident on that July 25th call.
Amanda raises a great question, and the question all along has been, is this really for a push for impeachment? When they knew it was going to be down party lines, or was this an attempt to influence voters heading into a presidential election year? I heard on my way in this morning that if you look at the approval ratings, Donald Trump right now is actually better than he was a year ago at this time.
I hadn't seen them, but you know, there's I think a school of thought that you don't want to do this so close to an election because ultimately the people will get to decide. And Democrats, at least many of them, see it differently. They see an urgency here. They say the president has tried to interfere in the election, and he'll keep doing it because the election is where the abuse of power centers. And for them, it's just the kind of thing that the framers envisioned, inviting a foreign power to interfere in an American election. It is just what the framers had in mind when they included impeachment in 1787. So for Democrats, they see They believe not only history is on their side, but they also believe there is an urgency because of the election, not in spite of it.
I know we only have a minute left, Aaron, but could you comment briefly on the report that we expect today from the Inspector General on the FBI investigation of the election itself in 2016?
Yeah, and that, you know, even if Democrats are reluctant to go there for impeachment articles, you know, the Inspector General for the last year and a half has been investigating the origin of the Russia investigation, starting with the decision to open surveillance on Carter Page, who was then a Trump campaign advisor who had lived and worked in Russia. And the president has long said that this report is going to show many bad actors, many bad things. And in the end, we think it's going to be a mixed bag. It's expected to be critical of certain FBI and Justice Department employees, but we don't believe it's going to be conclusive that the Russia investigation began improperly. So the administration is hedging its bets by opening a separate matter overseen directly by the president's handpicked attorney general.
All right. We always appreciate your time, Aaron. And obviously, both of these things are going to take more than just today to sort themselves out in Washington, and we'll be following it all the way through. The In-Depth for you this hour at 15 and 45.
Right now, 519. Let's get an early Monday morning look at your commute, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off without any crashes on the freeways or the city streets as we start things off this morning. That's nice. And the volumes have been pretty good so far. It's a little bit busy already at the Southgate to Hill Air Force Base. Both east and westbound on 700 South / SR-193 are backed up approaching the Hillfield Road intersection. Don't see any issues on I-80 into or through Parley's Canyon. There was an earlier crash, I-84 near Hennifer, for traffic just west of Echo heading towards Ogden. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It sounds like we've got at least a chance of some more snow and rain coming on Friday.
A lot of clouds hanging around today, but better air quality, and we're up to 39. Partly cloudy 39 tomorrow, and then more clouds Wednesday up to 40. Partly cloudy 41 on Thursday. We'll see some rain showers on Friday. High temperatures also 40. Rain and snow Saturday 40, and then snow showers possible Sunday, 33. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me see what our current temperature is downtown, 36 degrees. I want to talk about quarters for Christmas in a moment, but I just have to mention about the Utah game over the weekend.
Oh.
You know, my older son came over to watch it with me, and it was crushing. It was heartbreaking to watch. But Cameron said the most wonderful thing. He said, I love that I can watch this game with pride in my heart for this team and no pain.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a mature young man he is, that he can feel pride in the team but not feel like his life is in some way negatively impacted because the team is having a bad day or because Oregon is having a fantastic day. That we know, we move on to the next thing. You have ups and you have downs in life, and you move on to the next thing.
I can tell you, I've got 50 and 60 year old friends out there that don't feel that
I know,
way today.
I know. I wasn't sure that I had that kind of.
But here's
calm.
The thing, and whenever this happens, and look, you're going to have a bad day from time to time, and.
So, and sometimes it's on the crucial day.
If Oregon was a better team that day, that's great. Nobody believes they were that much better than Utah, but Utah really struggled in areas that they had really excelled all year.
Like defense and so on.
And right at the line of scrimmage, which Coach Whittingham said was a surprise to him. Here's the thing. You're 11-1 on a season. Not many teams have seasons like that in any conference anywhere. And you see all of this hyperbole coming from, you know, fans that are well-intended. But talk about Whittingham can't win the big games.
Oh, that's
when
ridiculous.
He's got an incredible bowl record through his career.
Yes.
That this was just an okay season when you go 11-1 on the season.
I didn't see that.
All those things.
They don't mean that. That's pain speaking.
All those things need to be thrown out
the
window.
They need my son to talk to them.
I've got some friends that could use that therapist today.
Yeah.
I think, anyway.
It's good to keep things in perspective.
So they're headed to the Alamo Bowl. They're going to take on Texas. They get one more chance to send seniors off with a win and big pat on the back. So.
All right, so what I wanted to talk to you about is Quarters for Christmas, which is a wonderful way for all of us to give of ourselves. And you know what, sports fans? Giving of yourself will help you feel a little bit better.
It will.
And all you have to do is go to ksl.com/quarters or stop by any Deseret bookstore or here at KSL if you like.
And look, everyone knows the tradition of this great happening every year at Christmas time. It goes clear back to primary kids going door to door looking for quarters and putting shoes on the feet of needy kids. And that need has done nothing but grow through the years. I think we all hoped it might, you know, wane a little bit, but it hasn't. So now it's not just shoes, it's coats, it's gloves, it's all those things. And if you can help, we'll just say thank you ahead of time for whatever you can give. If you'd like to come by and do it here at KSL, we look forward to seeing you. But again, as you said, you can do it online very easily at ksl.com/quarters or go to any Deseret bookstore.
Here's an unexpected holiday surprise. A flash sale on all earrings at Diamonds Direct. This weekend, 25% off. This is something we never do, but we made a last-minute decision. All earrings marked down an incredible 25%. Diamond studs. Diamond hoops. Colored gemstone earrings. All included. It is one truly epic earring event. What woman doesn't love a nice pair of diamond stud earrings for Christmas? Make it happen this weekend and save an unprecedented 25%. Special financing available too. Friday through Sunday only and only at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct just decided to squeeze in one more incredible event before Christmas. A flash sale on all earrings. This weekend. Yes! Save an unprecedented 25% off all earrings at Diamonds Direct. Get Diamonds Direct's unbeatable price plus an extra 25% savings. All diamond studs are included. So this is huge. Special financing too. Guys, you can never go wrong with a nice pair of diamond stud earrings. And you've never seen prices this low. It's Friday through Sunday only. A truly epic earring event at Diamonds Direct.
6400 South.
It was a bad weekend in the world of entertainment. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, there were a few celebrity deaths over the weekend.
I'm Big Bird. Nice to meet you.
That's puppeteer Carol Spinney. He gave life to Sesame Street's Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch for half a century. He was 85.
How a lovely poisson. Love to chop and to serve little fish.
From Little Mermaid, actor René Auberjonois, he died at age 79. His work spanned from originating Father Mulcahy in the movie MASH to Benson, Star Trek Deep Space Nine to Boston Legal. And in a tragedy for rap music, Juice WRLD died of a seizure at Chicago's Midway Airport. Jared Higgins, his real name, was just 21. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, Wallet Hub has ranked the top college cities around the country based on the cost of tuition, housing, quality of education, and several dozen other criteria. Salt Lake City comes in at number 9 and Provo in 10th place.
KSL Drives, brought to you by UCCU's BuyRelax Auto Loans. Toyota, Hyundai, and Honda are among the final automakers still working on fuel cell vehicle technology, but they all are making moves that shifts their main focus over to electric cars and trucks.
People searching for Baby Yoda toys this Christmas will be out of luck. Out of luck. And a new report says Disney is losing out on $2.7 million in profits because the toys are not ready. Wow, Disney missing out on a marketing opportunity. That is not a common thing to say.
Well, and you mentioned before we came on the air this morning that you saw some advertised for sale.
I did.
But I guess won't be shipped till after the first of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Disney purposely kept toy companies in the dark about the character to make sure it would be a surprise when it debuted in the Mandalorian series. The toys will be ready sometime next year.
I saw this note before I left town last week, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but it said the long national nightmare over Baby Yoda is over. After a brief delay, people can send gifts. It is GIF, not GIF. GIFs. Of Disney Plus character again. The trouble started when Giphy, a database of mini photos, removed it from the Star Wars new streaming series, The Mandalorian. People noticed and thought Disney was to blame, but Giphy says it blocked the Baby Yoda GIFs on its own and after a review made them available again.
See, I saw people who were putting like Baby Yoda on top of the Christmas tree. Baby Yoda angel.
He is cute. All right, here's what the markets are doing. Taking a bit of a rest after a crazy day on Friday. We were up 373. The Dow is off, but only 23 points. The S&P is down 2, the NASDAQ down 6.25.
Chloe, put your helmet on.
Okay, Dad.
You work hard to protect your family, but some risks are easy to miss. Mosquito bites can spread germs that cause West Nile virus or Zika virus. Cockroaches leave behind bacteria, as well as allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org, a public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Visit KSL.com/win to win KSL's big gift giveaway. You can win tickets to the Shen Yun 2020 World Tour, February 25th through March 25th at Eccles Theater. Or win a gift certificate from Dave's Bernina, the number one Bernina dealer in the country on Center Street in Provo. You could also win a Smith & Edwards gift card, Smith & Edwards in Ogden, and now in West Jordan. So enter the big gift giveaway today at KSL.com/win.
Amanda and I have been telling you what fans we are of Western Nut, and gifting has never been easier with Western Nut. We're going to be broadcasting live Thursday, noon to 3 downtown. You can enjoy samples while you shop pre-wrapped or custom gifts, and Western Nut can ship to anyone on your list. KSL News Time, 529. Let's get another peek at how the roads are doing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Andy.
Right now, traffic looking good on I-15 heading into Salt Lake City. Haven't seen any slowdowns yet on I-80 either, going from Tooele or coming from Park City. We have had an earlier crash, I-84, out by Hennifer, but that's been the only one that's popped up so far on freeways or city streets. Happy holidays from Performance Ford Lincoln Bountiful. Get more than the max when you trade in Bountiful, plus the best discounts on trucks in Utah. I'll put a smile on your face. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Let's find out about the forecast. Any snow in the forecast? Over to you, Grant.
Well, the storm that came through yesterday, the good news, the air quality is so much better today. We can breathe easy, get good air to report. A lot of clouds, though. High temperatures topping out at 39 and then partly cloudy 39 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
It is 36 degrees.
So far, a pretty nice start for the morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, there's a new idea that could save recess in Utah.
Schools could be allowed to count it as instructional time. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, some schools are feeling pressure to cut recess time in order to have the kids stay in the classroom. The law says that public schools must have at least 990 instructional hours over 180 days in the school year. Now the Utah State Board of Education is considering a rule change that would let schools count recess and also breakfast in the classroom as instructional time. Many researchers say that recess benefits children academically, socially, and physically. Going to recess benefits those kids in their studies afterward. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Governor Gary Herbert has ordered flags to be flown at half staff today in honor of an Army helicopter pilot who will be buried with full military honors. Chief Warrant Officer Kirk Fujigami Jr. will be remembered with a flyover and a 21-gun salute this afternoon in Brigham City. His chopper crashed last month while providing security for troops in Afghanistan. Fujigami was actually from Hawaii, but his widow is from Utah.
The latest Utah tax reform plan has twice the amount of tax cuts.
Critics say it would hurt low-income families since it increases sales taxes on food and it would add one for gas. But some committee members say even if you did away with sales tax,
if you take it off on everything, it's probably the most inefficient way to help the poor because the rich people get the same percent.
Senator Lyle Hilliard is chairing today's meeting saying their plan helps low-income families in other ways by creating a grocery tax credit for families and taking Social Security out of being taxed by the state. But Hilliard says the real problem that the state has to fix is properly filling the general fund.
Our sales tax collection, which is our general fund, is not keeping up with population.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. The dirty, gunky, unhealthy air has been pushed out.
Good air to report today, even though we will keep mostly cloudy skies around. We'll get more sunshine tomorrow, though. Really nice looking day. Gets up to around 40. Nothing terribly cold this week, in fact, as we're about 40 just about each day this week. Next storm in sight looks like the end of the week, and at this point, it still looks like we'll be in for some valley rain showers.
Grant says yesterday's storm finally did what the previous ones could not, cleaning out all that gunk.
Impeachment takes another step forward today. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Democrat attorneys give a presentation to House members today about possible impeachment charges. A vote on the floor could come before Christmas. Congressman Eric Swalwell acknowledges the rush.
Everything we do is done with an urgency that this president has put us under.
He claims President Trump is trying to illegally influence the upcoming election. The Saudi Air Force lieutenant who opened fire at Naval Air Station Pensacola Friday, killing three, reportedly watching mass shooting videos in front of friends just ahead of that attack. The FBI is looking into terror connections to determine
whether he acted alone
Or was he a part of a larger network?
850 Saudi military are training in the U.S. Trade negotiators reportedly nearing a deal on a U.S.-China trade pact. Complicated details still being worked out. But White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says they're getting close.
I don't want to make any forecasts about any dates. There's no arbitrary deadlines. Never has been.
China is saying today they hope to reach an agreement as soon as possible. And strikes in Paris in a fifth day over pension reforms. President Macron will present his reform plan Wednesday. Workers fear having to hold jobs longer and getting less in benefits. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Strikes in Paris are now in their fifth day amid a dispute over reforming the French retirement system.
After days of travel chaos shutting down 14 of Paris's city subway lines over the weekend, the new work week sure to try Parisian commuters' patience. A government redesign of France's retirement system seen by workers as an attack on worker rights. Public sector workers, including transportation workers, striking in fear that they'll have to work longer hours for smaller pensions. Unions calling for more people to join the strike. Officials are warning travelers to stay away from stations. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Washington state authorities say four-year-old twins freed themselves from their car seats and climbed an embankment seeking help following a car crash that killed their father. The crash happened Friday evening. The girls climbed about 200 feet up to the road after the accident. They were transported to a hospital with minor injuries after an unidentified woman passing in her car went back to help and called 911.
You believe that?
My goodness.
First of all, they got away with minor injuries. They got themselves at 4 years old, both of them, out of their car seats.
And out of the car.
And back up to the road without actually getting in even more serious trouble with passing cars
and things.
Crazy. KSL News Time now, 5:35. Coming up, a successful experiment with a shorter work week.
And KSL traffic.
Speeds are good on the freeways. Seeing a little bit of delay at the South Gate to Hill Air Force Base. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL quarters for Christmas time, 5:35.
Get the real story, the story behind the story, and expanded inside sources with Boyd Matheson. Now on KSL 11 till noon on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Talking to your doctor about opioids can be a little intimidating. So don't think of me as your doctor. Think of me as
an educator. I love it when you ask questions.
A trusted voice and source of information.
Or whatever makes you feel comfortable, like a happy little cloud.
Because I want to help however I can. And I want you to ask me questions, like if you're at risk for addiction. So let's talk about opioids. I'm easy to talk to, after all. Learn questions to ask and more at useonlyasdirected.org.
Getting a tasty breakfast sandwich with a quality cup of coffee, that's a morning victory. Getting it served quick and at a great price, that's like a morning victory with a parade and a marching band. Get a sausage McMuffin for a dollar and add any size coffee or soft drink like an icy Dr. Pepper for just a dollar more. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
You know, they say the older you get, the more you need your teeth. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but the last I was told, chewing your food wasn't a luxury. And a bite out of a big, juicy, delicious apple, well, it takes your teeth. But have you seen the price of a crown lately? Well, not at Grandpa's Dental. You see, at Grandpa's Dental, they have over 25 years of combined experience under their belt and the latest technology everywhere you look. Crowns start at only $3.99. Need an implant for that crown? Buy one for $12.99 and get the crown for free. Dentures, upper or lower, start at just $3.79. How do they do that? Well, their in-house membership plan, and everything is American-made. So if you like to have your apple and eat it too, enjoy a free patient exam at Grandpa's Dental in Orem or Murray. Making sure folks have their teeth into their golden years. That's Grandpa's Dental. They never let a smile go to waste. Visit GrandpasDental.com.
As you wake up this morning and you notice some flags flying at half-staff, Governor Herbert has ordered those flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of an Army helicopter pilot who will be buried in the Brigham City area today with full military honors.
The man behind Big Bird and other beloved Sesame Street characters has passed away years after he was discovered right here in Utah. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. John?
Yeah, Amanda, legendary puppeteer Carol Spinney voiced and operated Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch almost exclusively for 50 years. The story of how he was first discovered does have a local tie-in. Spinney first met Muppet Master Jim Henson following a field performance at a puppet festival in Salt Lake City. In his memoirs, Spinney wrote that Henson went backstage and told him, "I liked what you were trying to do." Spinney had been living for some time now with dystonia, which causes involuntary muscle contractions. According to the Sesame Workshop, he died in his Connecticut home yesterday at the age of 85. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A lawnmower memorial is back up in Roswell, New Mexico. The memorial was created in honor of a local homeless man who mowed lawns for extra money for 50 years. After he died, a white lawnmower was used as the centerpiece of a memorial near the church where he'd wait for jobs. A day later, somebody stole it. Now there's a new memorial along with a sign urging people to leave it alone.
Microsoft's summertime experiment in Japan may lead to permanent schedule changes. ABC's Jim Ryan says a shorter work week might be something other businesses will want to try.
The concept couldn't be simpler. Microsoft Japan lopped 8 hours off the standard work week and found that employees were using their shorter time on the job more efficiently. What's more, the company's electricity consumption dropped by 23%. And the number of pages churned out of its printers was reduced by nearly 60%.
I don't think they're going to try that here, but we could
lobby.
KSL News Time is 5:39. Let's check your early morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Back to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off crash-free on I-15. Volumes are light. Drive times are good. 31st Street in Ogden to 6th North in Salt Lake City is a little less than 30 minutes right now. It's 25 minutes from Lehigh's Main Street into Salt Lake City if you stay on I-15 the entire way. Starting to see Bangor Highway fill in a little bit. At 9800 South and a little bit at the 21st South Freeway. Utah Online School is a free public school open to kindergarten through 12th graders in Utah. Students have a teacher and mentor. Part-time and full-time enrollment is open at utahonline.org. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant Wayman stands by with a look at your day in the Weather Center.
A lot of clouds hanging around today, but the air quality is good after yesterday's storm. We're up to 39. Partly cloudy and 39 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're not really that far off either. It's 36 already downtown.
Boy, if you're just waking up, you might not have heard about this yet, that volcano in New Zealand erupted while there were tourists touring in and around it. Can you imagine? I mean, here they are, people that are touring around like you do around a volcano.
Yeah.
And at least five people were killed the last time I heard.
And a lot of people burned. The question this morning is, why were they allowing tourists there? Because there was obviously a huge increase in the seismic activity.
Right.
You'd think maybe they'd keep people away.
Let's find out the latest. We'll do that with James Longman coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
IVC is celebrating 15 years providing quality service in Utah. You've probably heard the saying by now, life starts when the pain stops. IVC is the most trusted interventional and vein center in the state, and they've been voted best of Utah Valley 5 years running for very good reason. The seven physicians at IVC provide state-of-the-art comprehensive vein care with many years of experience. The team at IVC takes the time to get to know you and your veins, so you're comfortable with the right diagnosis and the right treatment. Patients are like family at IVC. You've probably heard many radio ads over the years with real people describing how IVC has dramatically improved their quality of life by eliminating the pain and discomfort caused by varicose veins. Well, what are you waiting for? Don't let vein disease slow you down even one more day, because life starts when the pain stops. Visit iVein.com today and set up a free screening. iVein.com.
IVC, life starts when the pain stops. Remember to visit iVein.com.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle. A Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help,
visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
One of our texters sends us a note, Amanda, that says 16 days till Christmas. I don't know if that stresses you or makes you happy.
Well, both.
They said 16 days till Christmas, just in case you were relaxed. Thanks for the text this morning. If you want to reach out to us, we always love hearing from you on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time is 5:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the Salt Lake Board of Realtors says home prices in Salt Lake County are higher than they have ever been. The median price is up more than $100,000 than it was just 5 years ago.
Second, flags will be flown at half staff today in honor of an Army helicopter pilot who's being buried with full military honors in Brigham City. Chief Warrant Officer Kirk Fukujami Jr. died last month in Afghanistan when his chopper crashed.
Let's see what those roads look like this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
Well, I-15 looks good, but we've got some delays at the South Gate to Hill Air Force Base. And we've got Chain's four-wheel drive restrictions in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds out there today. High temperatures 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, it's 36 downtown.
With KSL's top national story.
Investigators in Pensacola, Florida, trying to determine if Saudi gunman Mohammed Al-Shamrani acted alone when he killed three service members on Friday. A full vote in the impeachment expected before Christmas. Democrats today presenting evidence in their case against the president at a Judiciary Committee hearing. Russia's been banned from the next two Olympics for doping. Tributes pouring in for the man who was the voice for both Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird on Sesame Street. Carol Spinney was 85. He died on Sunday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, time now for the KSL in-depth. A massive volcano erupted in New Zealand, killing at least five people, and others are still missing.
ABC's James Longman says a group of tourists were just a few feet from the crater when it erupted.
No, 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 no.
A deadly volcanic eruption rocking New Zealand.
Go, 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 go.
Tour boats race to escape the danger. At least five people dead and others missing. Authorities warn the death toll could rise. The sudden eruption hit just after 2 p.m. on New Zealand's White Island. Volcanic ash spewing 12,000 feet into the air.
If you are close to that, it is not good.
Around 50 people were on or around the island at the time, many of them tourists. A sign of just how sudden this blow was, look how close these people were to the crater right before the explosion. An American tourist taking this video inside the rim just 20 minutes before. More than 20 people have been rescued from the island so far.
A number of people have burns as a result of the eruption. It is still too early for police to confirm how many people are involved.
The dead are among those rescued, and since the island is still too dangerous to access, it's not known how many more may be hurt. The island is covered with volcanic material, and a no-fly zone is in place, with New Zealand now calling in its military to help. The danger of a second eruption still very real.
It has quietened down, but we can't be certain there won't be another eruption in the next 24 hours.
Now, as you're hearing there, the fear of another eruption is still very real. Scientists are saying it was almost like the volcano was clearing its throat, so another explosion possible. Rescue workers are now saying, though, there are no signs of life on the island.
How terrifying that. I can't imagine, Tim.
Well, they have no idea at this point how many might still be missing in that area, but there's not much hope to find them alive,
of
certainly.
Of course not.
The crazy thing for me, if you've been to Hawaii, one of the things people want to do on the Big Island is go see volcanic activity.
Right.
The flowing lava is spectacular as it makes its way into the ocean, especially at night.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, every time I think about doing that as a tourist activity, these kinds of things come to my mind.
Mm-hmm. And what you said is, do they have warning? Do they have a seismic warning of some kind?
Well, yeah, it says a lot of the people were questioning now why tourists were still able to visit the island after scientists recently noted an uptick in volcanic activity, which is manifested with seismic movement, you know, and puffs of smoke and all kinds of things. The, you know, the volcano gives you some warnings. And why they allowed people out there on that island is a big question mark this morning.
The In-Depth this morning at 15 and 45.
Coming up on 549, time for us to get another look at the roads, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. The one spot we do see a lot of people backed up, and I guess this is normal, Andy, is right there at Hillfield Road this morning.
Yeah, it can be. It's kind of weird. Some days one gate is busier than the others. Today it seems to be the South Gate to Hill and the Roy Gates that are the two busiest right at the moment. So far, I-15's been moving fine, though, from Ogden to Salt Lake. Minimum travel time of there of 30 minutes. We've got less than 20 between Point of the Mountain and Salt Lake City, but road conditions in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons, they're still a little iffy, and so chains or four-wheel drive restrictions are still in effect this morning. Deseret Book is your nativity destination. Shop one of the largest selections in the country. More than 350 nativities from 24 countries, many exclusive to Deseret Book. See them all at Deseret Book. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's take a look now at that 7-day forecast and see when does the storm come. Over to you, Grant.
A lot of clouds hanging around today, and but much better air. That's certainly some good news here. We're up to 39. Partly cloudy 39 tomorrow. And then clouds on Wednesday, we're up to 40. 41 Thursday, partly cloudy skies. And then on Friday, rain showers, good bet. High temperatures at 40. We'll see some rain and snow on Saturday, 40. And then snow showers a possibility on Sunday with a high of 33. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Okay, let me take a look at the current temperature, 36 degrees downtown.
I was looking at some of the birthdays today.
Yeah.
Kirk Douglas, 103.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
No, he's 103
years old. I knew he was still alive, but oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Judy Dench is 85. Bo Bridges, 78 years old.
Wow.
Football player turned actor Dick Butkus is 77. And Donny Osmond has a birthday today.
Yeah. I've always loved him.
How old?
Okay, I'm going to say, I'm 55, so I'm going to say he is 63.
Ooh, you are so close. 62.
62.
Happy birthday to Donny
Osmond. Oh, when I, growing up watching him and Marie, I was, yeah,
you
crushed.
You had a little puppy love, didn't you?
I did. I had puppy love. I had big-time puppy love.
All right, give us a couple of minutes. We'll come back. The market's down just a bit. Trading this morning in a very narrow margin after a huge day on Friday, I guess on the back end of some good jobs numbers.
Yeah.
Up 373.
It was wonderful.
On the Dow. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Every year I receive a box from Omaha Steaks, and when we open it up, it's like, ooh, what's in the box? Ooh. And I'll call my son, my older son, and say, ooh, the box came from Omaha Steaks. You want to come over for dinner? And we can literally go through almost an entire box. Well, I have three boys in my family.
Yeah.
We can almost go through an entire box in one night. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but only a little bit, because we love the steaks so much.
Let me tell you why this is so salivating for me today. You know, I was in China last week. Beef is hard to find in China. And the whole time I'm there, I'm thinking about Omaha Steaks and what was in my freezer at home. But listen to what you get. If you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code KSL in the search bar, you can order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99.
And here's what you get. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignons, 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, potatoes au gratin, the caramel apple tartlets, which are delicious, Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, and a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board.
They are the most tender. Omaha Steaks, the most tender, the most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks. That's why it's called America's Original Butcher.
All this delicious food plus the free cutlery set they'll enjoy for years to come. It's only $69.99.
Don't wait. If you take advantage of this offer and get your gift there before the holidays are over, order the favorite gift package today.
I'm just a quarter. By myself, I'm not worth much, but I still have dreams. With a little help, I could buy a candy bar. Wait, I could buy a bike or parachute lessons, a sports car, all kinds of stuff. Wait, it's the holidays. We should help kids, you know, buy them some good shoes or a new coat to keep them warm. We'll help hundreds, no, thousands. We'll change the world. But I am going to need a hand. Give generously to Quarters for Christmas.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com. When you're looking for extra cash for the holidays, where do you look? Under the couch cushion? Maybe a car seat. Do you spend half the day going through your old coats looking for cash? Think about visiting your American United Federal Credit Union. New members earn up to $550 with an active checking account, direct deposit, and an auto loan. American United can often refinance your current auto loan with a much lower rate, even if you've been denied elsewhere. They also specialize in debt consolidation to free up even more cash every month. Spruce up your holiday with American United and the new member cash rewards and lower rates. Visit amucu.org for details and locations near you. That's amucu.org. American United Federal Credit Union is insured by NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Membership required upon approved credit.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Let's take a look at Utah's money here. T-Mobile is facing 14 state attorneys general in court as the mobile company defends its attempt to buy Sprint for $26.5 billion. Several states say having one fewer mobile carrier would hurt consumers.
KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. 24/7 Wall Street has ranked the 40 worst cities in the country to drive based on traffic congestion, the number of auto fatalities, and a list of other items. San Jose ranks as the worst, followed by three other California cities. There were no Utah cities on the list.
How about that?
Yeah.
There's a recall for White Castle slider hamburgers that are sold in the frozen section of grocery stores around the country because they could be contaminated with listeria. The company's website lists which lots are impacted by the recall.
Check of your money at this moment. Dow futures down 23, S&P's down 2.1, NASDAQ futures down 6.5.
It is time for Cougar Tracks, and that means it's time for us to check in with Mitch Harper.
It's bowl season in college football, and BYU will be bowling in Hawaii this Christmas. The Cougars have known for nearly a month now which bowl they would be playing in, the Hawaii Bowl, but they didn't know who they would actually go up against. Now they officially know. BYU will take on the hometown Hawaii Rainbow Warriors, the runner-up in the Mountain West Conference this season. Hawaii is 9-5 overall on the year and boasts the sixth best passing offense in all of college football as they average 325.9 yards per game through the air. The Hawaii Bowl will be played on Christmas Eve and will kick off at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. This is BYU's 37th bowl appearance all time in program history. Under head coach Kalani Sitake, the Cougars are 2-0 in bowl games. For more in-depth coverage of BYU taking on the Rainbow Warriors in the Hawaii Bowl, check out the Cougar Tracks podcast on kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, you block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars, Cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
Witness centuries of ancient Chinese culture resurrected before your eyes. Shen Yun breathes life into legends and tales very nearly lost forever. Standing ovations at the world's top venues. Sold out shows throughout North America and packed houses across Asia have made Shen Yun Performing Arts an international phenomenon. Now you can experience the global sensation for yourself. Let Shen Yun take you on an extraordinary journey through 5,000 years of Chinese civilization, from ancient dynasties to modern day. Inspiring stories and legends spring to life through classical Chinese dance. coming to George S. and Dolores Dore Eccles Theater, February 25th through March 25th. Buy tickets now at shenyun.com/SLC. That's shenyun.com/SLC.
Winter driving has already turned crazy.
10 troopers' vehicles were hit during the recent storms.
Road closures and slick highways are just starting.
Northbound and southbound I-15 closed.
Everything shut down both directions as a precaution.
There's also a ton of headaches along city streets.
UHP is calling last weekend horrendous on the roads.
Utah's one source for updates on severe weather and triple team traffic. Listen mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio. Utah's news station.
5:59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And how you doing, Andy?
I'm doing well, Amanda. It's a nice start for most drivers this morning. I-15 still rolling into Salt Lake City from both the north and the south thus far. Seeing a touch of slowing, though. 21st South Freeway out at 7200 West in Magna. Been seeing a little bit of slowing at the south and west gates to Hill Air Force Base. And in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons, right now we have restrictions. Chains or four-wheel drives, although I did watch a plow just go up Little Cottonwood Canyon. Hopefully they can lift those restrictions later this morning. If you've seen one too many nutcrackers, Odyssey Dance Theater presents the holiday dance classic, The Redux Nutcracker. Go to odysseydance.com for ticket and show details. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, here's the way the weather shapes up for the rest of the day. We're only going to hit a high of 38. Lows overnight, not much of a difference. 31 degrees, so only a 7-degree swing, and a 10% chance that we'll get any precipitation that might add to what we received yesterday here along the valley floors. Tomorrow warms up a notch. Wednesday, add another. And a storm coming in just for the weekend.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. Today's Monday. It's the ninth day of